This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at LinkedIn.com/decide. That's LinkedIn.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
You're in an apartment, Cheyenne.
Mm-hmm.
If somebody next to you in the apartment next door, they're going, shoot! Shoot! What would you do?
I would be shocked that I could hear them, number one, because okay, I happen to have a very soundproof apartment.
That's good.
But if it was that loud and I could hear something, I would probably find the innermost place in my apartment and just lay on the ground, because you never know. I'd be freaking out.
That's kind of what somebody in Tampa, Florida did the other day.
Okay.
They called 911 when they heard their neighbor yelling the word shoot.
Okay.
Turned out...
Okay.
That they were huge Tampa Bay Lightning fans, and they were watching playoff hockey. Shoot! Shoot! Right?
That's so funny.
Yeah, so it was a big misunderstanding. There was no guns involved.
Yeah.
They're just yelling at the players to shoot the puck into the net.
Right.
You know, that kind of a thing, is that the players could hear them through the TV. But they felt bad about it, and they left a 12-pack of beer on the neighbor's porch with a note.
That's funny.
And they joked that it might get a little loud when the NBA finals start this week. That's the one crappy thing about living in an apartment.
Yeah. But, I mean, the bonus is that this neighbor cared enough to call 911, because they could have not cared, you know?
That's true. I mean, you got the whole Breonna Taylor thing,
mm-hmm.
where it was an apartment, bullets go through walls.
Right.
You know, it happens.
It does.
You know? So, I haven't lived in an apartment. Actually, I lived in a townhouse in the last city we lived in Washington State.
Mm-hmm.
And I remember, gosh, there wasn't much you could hear from the neighbor, but it was a two-story townhouse. The stairs were right. We shared a wall with
right.
the stairs. You know, so we had to be careful with my daughters, my young kids, running up and down the stairs, because, hey, if we can hear the neighbors going up and down the stairs, they're going to hear our kids, you know, up and down the stairs.
Yeah, totally.
I'm impressed that you can't hear anything from your neighbors.
I never hear music. I never hear walking. I hear doors closing down below me, but, you know, because it shakes the outer walls.
Mm-hmm.
But other than that, I don't hear them.
That's impressive.
And I've got neighbors. I'm on the corner, so my downstairs neighbor and then the two neighbors on my top side, then I don't hear them. I'll hear their water turn on, but I don't hear their washing machine. I don't hear their dishwasher. I don't hear any of that.
That's pretty impressive.
It is. I don't like to call it an apartment because, honestly, as well as my building is built, it's more like a condo.
Yeah.
For longer term, people who are going to stay there long term, you know, professionals who need quiet.
I wouldn't say the first apartment. When I moved to Rapid City, South Dakota for the first time, and we got an apartment, we were on the third one. So we were at the top floor. Third floor apartment, but there was also a lower unit. So ultimately it was the fourth floor.
Right.
You entered from like the other. Yeah. So I was moving a washer up into my unit. I was doing it by myself. So we had bought it at Lowe's. So, but they have the dollies.
Yeah.
Right. And they have like the little.
You're going one step at a time.
Yeah. Doof. Right. Yeah.
Doof.
So, okay. So one at a time, like thud, thud, thud. Right. So then I get to the second floor.
And dripping still, with sweat.
And I've still got, well, no, this is Rapid City, South Dakota. When we moved, it was like 15 degrees. So anyway, so I'm moving this thing up. And it's making so much racket. One of the neighbors opened the door, looked at me, and then shut it.
Didn't even offer to help. That's rude.
I would at least just look through a peephole to see what it was.
Right? I would have done the same thing.
I don't think I would have made it known to open the door and look, because I could have used a little bit of help going up the stairs. Because it was a thud, thud, thud all the way to the top.
Wow. Was that movie Barbershop with Ice Cube when they steal the ATM and they're like pulling the ATM up the stairs?
I don't remember that.
Oh, so good.
I don't think I've seen that movie.
It is on Netflix, in case you're wondering.
Yeah.
It's old. It's an old movie.
But you hear everything the neighbors do when you live in an apartment, you know? And then when we first moved to town, I was staying right down the road here on Roosevelt in...
The Linear apartments.
The Linear, yeah. Yes. So I was... I don't think it was the top floor. It was like second one down. But on the weekends, somebody would play music, which I have no problem with. But I think we were talking about it earlier last week about the bass, right? When you just hear the boom, boom.
Oh, I feel like I'm in an apartment listening to that. Yeah.
Yeah, it's the worst. Mm-hmm. And I think that and I've heard it before in other apartments. You know, it's not the only apartment that I've had where somebody's got their bass. But I mean, that should be something in the... in the apartment rules, the apartment or whatever, out of consideration for your neighbors, please disconnect your bass speaker, right? Because that's when you're hearing that sound, that is of a subwoofer.
Well, let's be honest. It could be written down and nobody gives a baloney.
It's true. Who looks at the fine print, right?
Yeah. Well, because...
I love Cheyenne's terminology. It makes me so happy. She said baloney. Now I'm hungry for baloney sandwich. Thanks, Cheyenne.
But... to my point, my lease says that you're not allowed to have loud music at the pool. Right there, black and white, not even fine print. It's in the rules. Nobody gives a flying flip because they keep me up on Sunday nights, on Friday nights, blaring their big outdoor Bluetooth speakers until like midnight.
Dude, and I know how passionate you are about that. Have you complained? Have you written an email?
Wow, no, I have not, actually.
Blown away.
Because the last two times it's happened, because we do have, the pool closes at 11, right?
Yep.
If they would have gone past 11, I would have said something. And there was one time on a Sunday, it was like 8:30 at night. I was trying to go to sleep and it was so loud. I did walk out to my balcony and I said, "Hey, can you turn that down? Like, some people have to work in the morning."
Gosh, I wish you'd record this sometimes when that happens.
I have a very distinct pool. I'm not going to do that.
You get that little megaphone. Producer JP's got that little toy megaphone. Yeah.
Excuse me.
Dude, why not?
Turn it down.
Your other neighbors, they may come out on their balcony and what she said.
Well, and that's the thing, is it's more like, how do you as a human not have any common decency to go, "Oh shit, there's three buildings surrounding this pool, all their lights are off.
Oh, totally.
Maybe I should be a half decent human being." Like, that's what bothers me, is a lack of common courtesy.
Well, and that's why bars aren't open. Because of the lack, when you're drinking, your inhibitions are... So when you're all liquored up, you're not thinking about it, right?
I do have one video of how bad it was the night I almost called the cops. And the reason I called the cops is because it was obnoxiously loud. And I think, is this? Oh, yep, here it is. That's my patio. I'm literally standing at my door.
That's hecka loud, man.
It's ridiculous. And it's not even... on Snapchat and somebody was like, "Oh, you just don't like..." No. I love traditional Hispanic music. I love mariachi. I love it.
Going to the Mexican restaurants, I love that, man. Yes. They just put you in the...
Hispanic family gatherings, my favorite. What I don't love is when it's 10:30 at night, I'm trying to make sure my kids are staying asleep, and you guys are outside screaming and yelling the words, and I have to keep turning my TV volume up just to drown
you out.
What
are they using to play the music?
The same Bluetooth speaker you have.
Oh, that Costco little...
Yes.
And
it bumps. Yeah. And the thing is that my pool is surrounded by two-story buildings. So not only is it loud, it amplifies.
Yeah.
Because it reverberates off of everything. And that's the one time I almost called Mesa PD because, I mean, what am I going to... I'm going to go down there and tell them to be quiet. Okay, well, now they see me on my patio. They know what apartment I'm in. You know, but I like... What else was I supposed to do? My apartment complex doesn't give two rats booties.
How do they have such great insulation between your neighbors and below? get out the back?
Because the windows are single pane and they suck.
Oh, okay.
That's why.
All right.
I've put in research.
You've already won today. You figured it out.
Oh, yeah.
All right.
Totally. But I love my apartment. On that note, I do love my apartment complex.
No, I mean, where you're at, overlooking the pool, you got like a resort-style pool behind you. And it's a gorgeous little area,
they
man.
They should be charging me premium, but they're not.
Yeah. All right.
If you're listening, please don't change my rent.
How do you know that the other units aren't already less? Like, because that would suck to be in the middle of the apartment or the far back of the apartment with no view.
Yeah.
Because you're right at the front, right at the gate.
I mean, there, and that's a good point. I have no idea.
You don't know what the other ones are?
No.
Because, yeah, you that was the first unit available, and you didn't inquire or look through any other ones.
No, why wouldn't
I? Yeah, I know, right?
My closet is so big.
And they're like, here's your rent. You said, yeah. They're like, all right,
yeah,
sucker. We got her.
Country girl don't know nothing.
Everybody else. Okay, let's say another unit inside the apartment was $200 less a month.
No.
No?
I'm not moving.
All right.
I even want a 3-bedroom apartment, so mine is 2. I want a 3-bedroom. I will not move unless I have the same view.
I don't blame you.
I am staying
good view.
Put.
All right. Everybody have a great Tuesday. We'll see you back here tomorrow.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.